I'd like to perhaps go over quickly from Tana Rabbanan and elaborate a little on two nekudas. Tana Rabbanan, Rasha Toivad, Prat Laveide, Shaim Bashava Prute. So Toivad means that Tanakama darshans from Toivad, that it should take be a monetary loss, and that means that he lost a Shava Prute. Abiyuda ima umatzasa prat la'aveide she'in ba'shava prute. That you have to find a metziye na'aveide she'in ba'shava prute. May b'nayu. So what is the difference between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? Omer Rabbaye, mashmo yistoyu shemike b'nayu. Is a machloikes if toivad means a choshev aveide, or metziah means a choshev metziah. That means there's a machloikis. Each one holds there's a different mashmois. Mashmois doroshen ikabinai. Ma nafkele me asher toivad, o ma nafkele me motzosa. That's the first lashon of the Gemara that we learned yesterday. But there's no machloikis in halacha, there's only a machloikis how the mashmois, if toivad is a mashmois of a choshev aveide, or motzos is a mashmois of a choshev metziye. So I saw the Dvar Yaakov, he brings down a kasha that Bicha Yosef asks on the Levush. We heard a Gemara before that if a person found a metziah that's worth a shava pruta that was lost from two shutfim, so the Gemara says that there's no chiyah b'shava. So the Levush says, what's the lumdis? So he says, in umatzoso he found a shava pruta. He found a shava pruta, but it says asher toivad mimenu. Each one did not lose a shava pruta. So the Birkei Yosef asks, say, b'zoi, it's not only a mashmois dershemika binayu, it's an afkemina la'alocha also. If you darshan asher toivad, so memele, you need a cheshivis of a shava pruta. So then, shava pruta shoshnei shutum is potter. You learn a matzosi, you should be chayiv. That's one ha'or I'd like to mention. And let's just see the bottom toisves, prat l'she'ein bo shove prute, salke daitach d'chayev, michlal kol aveda s'achicha. So I saw Dvar Yaakov, he's mevayer, that toisves had a kashem, we find in Ashovas Gzeila, the Machne Efraim brings down in Simenala from Hilchus Gzeila v'aveda, that in the mitzvah of Hashavah's gzeila, if it's a pachas m'shavah prute, there's no chiyah b'shavah. That means, v'heishim es gzeila means a Hashavah's moment. If it doesn't have any monetary value, there's no chiyah v'heishim. And that, it seems misfore, we know this. So Tosfos had a problem. Prat l'shaim b'shavah prute, so Tosfos had a problem. Fashteitzach, that you need a shavah prute, without these droshes, because it says oshiv teshivim na ena shove poches mishave pruta, that is pshat and tois viskashe. So the salke daitach the chay michlal kol aveide sochicha. That they says no by aveide, there's a ribui of kol, so the kol is marbim afilu a shove of a poches mishave pruta. So that is why I need a special drash of either Asher Toivad or Umatzosa. Now, let us skip down seven lines from the bottom. Rav Oma. So according to Abaye, there was a machlokes mashmois dershim. That means that the Tanakama held Matzosa does not mean a metziya cheshuvim. Rabbi Yehuda holds Asher Toiva does not meet and not need a mean an aveda cheshuva. Rav Omar prute shohuz lo ike binayu. Now Rav is saying, no, everyone agrees. Asher Toived means an Avedach Shuve. Umotzosa means a Metziach Shuve. There's no machloikis in the Mashmois. Everyone agrees on the translation. No, there's a machloikis in Halacha. Plute shohus lo ike benayu. What happens if Pishas Aveide was worth a plute, and later it became cheaper? Mada oma masha toivat ike. So, you look by, that it has to be choshuv Pishas Aveide. So memela Pishas Aveide was worth a shove plute. Mada oma mi mozoso leke. Because when he found it, it was worth pachas mishavet pluta. Frek the Gemara lamanda oma asher toivet habeinin umatzosa. So it's very good because this Rav wants to say there's no machlokes in mashmois tershim. Everyone holds matzosa means a metziach shuve, asher toivet means an avedach shuve. So the Gemara asks, how could you say there's a nafka mina if Bishas Metzia was worth pachas mishava pruta, sefeltach a matzosa, and everyone agrees matzosa means a Metzia shuvah. Hello, pruta shahukra ika binayu. Now the other way around, Bishas Aveda was worth less than a pruta, and later became worth a pruta. Mandom a matzosa ike, he found a shava pruta, mandom a shatoi belekit. So the Gemara asked that you also can't say, if there's no machloikis in the mashmois doshim, le mandom a matzosa binin a shatoi bat belekit. Ela, so the Gemara says no. The machloikis, what Rava means to say, is pruta shahuzla b'chozra b'hukra ike binai. A person lost something that was worth a shava pruta. Then later, it became huzlo. In Bishas Aveda, v'chozro v'hukro, and then it became again worth a pruta. That means Bishas Aveda was worth a pruta. Bishas Metzia was worth a pruta. But in between, Bishas, it was Ovo, the not as yet found, was worth pachas mishava put. Man da omar asher toivad ike. Fakat, he lost a shava pute. Man da omar umutsoso, but the one that darshans Rabbi Yehuda, that darshans umutsoso, be inam, the isbe shir metziye mishas aveide va'at shas metziye. That's the vav from umetzosa. Umetzosa means asher toivad umetzosa. From the aveide till the metziye, it has to be choshuv. There has to have a chshivas of a shava pruta. There's a ha'ore from Rabbi Kevega. Rabbi Kevega asks, so who is the mechaber of this mahalach, Rava Omar. So Rabbi Kevege asks as follows. Rabbi Kevege asks, let's say this akimte. We're speaking about a person lost a shava pruta. Let's be megashim dinin. He lost a shava pruta, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. It was found, Rosh Chodesh here. And from Tes Vav Nissen to Chof Tes Nissen, it was worth a pachas mishava put. Then Shchodesh Iyar became worth a shava put. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have a posuk. Fact Rabbi Kevega, let's say this person, he lost it. Shchodesh Nissen was worth a pute. Now, if he would know Tes Vav Nissen, or from Tes Vav to Chof Tes Nissen, if he would know that it's still lost, he'd be Miyayish, because now it's worth Pachas Mishava Pute. that person, Rabbi Kebega says, and if a person will find it, he can keep it for himself. There's a machlekes apoiskim. If a pachas shavaput is only a ptul hashave, places would seem like that, or he can take it for himself mamish. Kebega seems to say, he says, kamat mafush, he can take it for himself. So Rabbi Kebega, if he would have known that it's still lost, that means if someone found it, so he's nothing more to worry about. So he's chayiv b'hashava. He found it when it was worth a shava pruta. So memele, he wouldn't be miyayish. But if he would have known, chaf beis nissen, that it's still lost, and now it's worth less than a shava pruta, would be miyayish, because whoever finds it can keep it. And Rav Oz Yishlem Edaz, have a yish. But he doesn't know. But Yishlem Edaz have a yish. So Mamelu's miyayish already. So Vuskeit Meron, that Rosh Chodesh Iyo became worth again a pute, but he was miyayish already, chof peis nissen. That's Rabbi Kebega's kasha. You bring down from Rabbi Chaim Telzer says that's 100% true. If you would have known, he would have been miyayish chof beis nissen, and someone will pick it up chof beis nissen, he can keep it for himself. Besides the yish, it's like it was less than a shavu pute. But the minute it became Rosh Chodesh Iyar and it wasn't found yet, now it became again worth a pute. So if he would have known that it wasn't found as yet, he'd be chaser from the yish. And why should be miyayish now? Now if someone will find it, so he'll be mechuyev to return it to me. So if we learn, like we mentioned in the beginning of Eilu Metzius, that yush, according to the Nesivis, is pshat, is it still his? No. Whoever finds it can take it for themselves, but lemaisa is still his. So lechayri tainis, he could always be chayzer from the yush. I mean, Kozman is in a matzav of yush. Ain't late toivin is, so there's no chiv to return it to him. But now, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, that no one found it as yet. So if he would have known that no one would have found it, he'd be chayzer from the yush. So lemaisa, so that yush that was chal chof beis nissen becomes bottle Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So now if someone found it, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, according to the Tanakh Kameh, he's chayiv b'hashava. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a nukto from Umotzosa. Zot the Gemara Vaita. Ibo Yilohu. Anu sogir. Simonim di araise oi darabona. Is the din simonim, is that a daraise or a darabona? The birur of Simonim. Is that a deraisa de kibir or the rabon de kibir? My nafke mino. What's a nafke mino? And if you look at the rabon and they also were misakin that were meisha vaveide. So the mother says, la duri get isha besimonim. If one is permitted to return, a get isha besimonim. Yamrit di raise mahadrina. If you say that Simonim is a deraisa, so we'll return it with Simonim. Yamata Rabbonon, Kiyovod Rabbonon, Takante b'mamoine. That Chazal made a takone take that Yomarza b'Simonim, that's only b'momim. Avo b'Yisure, Loyovod Rabbonon, Takante. For by Yisrael, they never made a takon. Let us see Rashi. Ladure get, Sheovad min hashliach, Hameviyoi koidim shenosan lo. So Rashi makes a whole scenario. Rashi says, a shliach lost a get. Now it seems someone find it. Someone found it and the shliach says that, this is the get I lost, and he gives us him benini. And the shaila is, will we give it to the shliach? If Simonim deraise, we'll give to the shliach. If Simonim derabonon, we will not give to the shliach. The shaila is, why did Rashi have to specify that the shliach lost a get? And what if the baal lost a get? It's also, the baal lost a get, it's also, if the isha lost the get, she said she lost, she got the get, she's the get already. It's my get, it was given to me already. She has some money on the get. Do, have we say machan simonim? So, the Dvayaki brings down from the Megyontif, he says, the Shaila of simonim de Raisa, simonim de Rabbonon, is a double Shaila. That means there are two problems with simonim, and because of these two problems, we have a shaila. Maybe it's only at the rabbana, because there are two problems with simonim. One problem by simonim is that maybe the person who's giving the simonim is a liar. And how did he figure out the simonim? Either he took a wild guess, or maybe he saw the get by someone else. I mean, it could be a shakran. Could be there's not such a bikasha how he knew how to be mishakran. But could be it's a shakran. It's not 100% proof. He knows the samonim. He knows the samonim of the get, and he says, this is my get. It very well be it's not his get. Well, could be he's not a shak. There's no shash mishaker. There's another problem. But could be take this is take. Could be take he lost a get. But this is not the get that he lost. Maybe there's another get. There's Rami Musa that you have another get also. I mean, a simon, we're not speaking about a simon moving. We're speaking about a simon beinani that could very well be that could be someone else lost the get, or lost a get, also with a similar simon. And so could be it's, so that's a second problem. Could be Isrami. It happened that, it's coincidental, but could be it's possible that someone else lost the get, and this is not the get that he lost. So there are two shailas. There's a shaila of shash mishaker. There's a shaila of ishami milsim. So the Nigyantav said that's why Rashi specified a case of a shliach lost a get. A shliach who lost a get, we are confronted with these two shailas. That means a shliach could be, if he won't find the get, the baal will have tarumas on him, maybe he's getting paid for delivering the get. A shliach is olul l'shake, he's negiya to be mishake. A baal, let's say a baal lost the get. A baal is not choshe l'shake. A baal shama gerashti yisishti nemon, yodi l'garsha, tzad sheker. There's no chshash, maybe the baal was mishaker. It's not a chshash sheker. There's a chshash, maybe ishami, maybe take. Maybe take, I believe you lost the get, but could be this is not the get. And if this is not the get, if this is not the get that you lost, so you can be megarish and issue with the posel. By a baal, there's only one chshash of ishami. By an isha, let's say she was giget already. By Nisha, there's only a chshash of mishaker. And maybe she says she got giget already, this is her get. It's a chshash mishaker, but there's no chshash ishami. That means if there's no chshash mishaker because of the simonim, I feel this is not her get to zechnish gefella. But lemaisa, she was giget already, we're only using it for a raya ba'alman. Bekitzer, that's why Rashi mentions a shliach. A shliach, we are confronted with two problems. Could be the shliach is mishaker. He has a negiyah to be mishaker. Could be it's Isrami. And he wants to be Megarish Anisha with this, and if it's Israeli, so he's being Megarish Anisha. So Rashi wants to say, all the problems we are confronted with by a Shaila of Issa, so Rashi says, a Shliach that lost a get, there's a Shash Meshake, and there's a Shash Israeli, does Simonim, are Simonim, do Simonim take off these two shoshes? Yes or no? That was the shaila of the Gemara. So that's why Rashi brings down a case that there are these two problems that we are encountering, and the shaila is Simonim enough of a biru to be mevara to us that we have nothing but to worry about? That's the shaila of the Gemara. Toshma, af asim lo oisa b'chlau, koleilu. The Mishnah said that, it says, b'chol aveda sachicha. So why does it have to specify that he found a simla? V'lomo yotzos, lahaki shela v'loi malach. Ma simla miyuchedes, sheyesh lo simonim v'yesh lo teivim. Just like a simla is something that has simonim, is memela chayv lachis av kol dover sheyesh lo simonim v'yesh lo teivim chayv lachis. So memela we see from the pasuk that the pasuk gave a dugma of simla, which normally has simonim, to tell us that's how the Gemara understood that we machzer an aveda with simonim. So we see it's a deraisa de kibiru. He says the Torah gave us a dugme of an aveda sheyesh bei simonim to tell us remarzer an aveda that with simonim. So you see it's a deraisa de kibiru. So the Gemara says, Tane toivim, it's trichalei. Simonim kedin asve. So the Gemara says, could be it's no raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah really wants to tell us, yesh loy toivim, rashi loy mshat. This is also loy mshat, that toivim means that he's not miyayish. That what the Mishnah said, that simla has a characteristic of, it has simonim also, that could be the Tana threw this in, but could be halachically, min ha-Torah, there's no nafkemina of the simonim of a simla, because could be simonim lav deraisa. Let us see Rashi. Tekante lekamon bishmaiten meforish mahi, what is the takon? Bima moine, Moses, maybe dafke ba moine, but only by a moment they made a takon, dafke bezden hefke. Toivim mitzrichalei. The Gemara says the drash that the Tana derived from Simla was to tell us call the toivim osa. The pasuk is coming to teach us that you need such a aveda that the Bailam is looking for it. He's searching for it. He did not give up hope. Lamute midi diayish va'afkere. That, forget, this is Rashi Shite, that here's the Makir that Yush is Kaina. I, it says, Simonim, Kedin Asve. Veloi Mikro. Not we have a Lima from the Pusik, your Magzel, Bissimonim. Alas Machine, Akro Baume. Tada said that, here's Simonim. Rashi said, the Mishnah, the Stomach, here's Simonim. The Tana wanted to throw it in, you get back with Simonim also, but could be this is a smachta balma. This is not a drash min ha-toire. With the Rabbani, you get back with Simonim. So the Tana put this into the limud from Simla. But this is only in a smachta. Toshma, We learned Chamer b'simone oikev. Chamer b'simone oikev. So you return a chamer. If you give simonim on the oikev, you give back the chamer also. The oikev is a, if he's the bailam on the oikev, is a guy, he's the bailam on the chamer. But al kaponim, you see clearly that simonim helps. Mor says, Eime be'ede oikev. Not simoni oikev, be'ede oikev. Let us see Rashi. Toshma, dokminen la'el chamer, le simoni oikev osa. The Gemara before had asked the Kashe, why was the posek mefaret so many tziyurim of aveide, shoyer chamer, se simlo. So the Gemara asks, why did the Torah have to say chamer? The Torah said chamer to tell you, you machzer chamer b'simon ha'yoikev. So the Gemara, Betzim, we have to understand like this. Let's just appreciate what Rashi is telling us. The Gemara and the Chav Zayin Amed Aleph brought down a kasha of Rove. Rove is the kasha that why was the Torah mefaret all different types of simone, of all different types of aveide, sheir, chamer, seir, simlo. Why do you need? Why was the Torah mefaret? So Rove said a teretz tells you. Chamoyer, that you marzer the chamoyer b'simone oikev. Fine. Now, this is a member of Rove. This is a member of Rove. Fine. We're clearing a shaila, that the stomach the Gemara clears a shaila, simonim diraisa oida rabbonam. Simon says, well, Chamer is coming to tell us simone oikev. Shkaya. Who said this? Rava said this. I mean, fine. Rava holds simonim diraisa. I mean, we're clearing a shaila. Rava said Chamer is entitled to his opinion. But, how can you prove from Rava that simonim diraisa. And because of this kasha, let us just see Taisvis. Toshma chamer b'simone oikev, b'raisa hi. It's a b'raisa. Zokta marshal, what is Taisvis saying over here? So Taisvis wants to be chaylik on Rashi, not the way Rashi said. Rashi said, k'damrina la'el, Rashi, Taisvis want to say like Rashi. Rashi brought down a member of Rove. From Rove you're going to bring a reise, Simonim de reise. Rove holds Simonim de reise. That's why Tosfos says Bereise. We're bringing a reise from a Bereise. And Rashi, I mean, that's why Tosfos did not want to learn like Rashi. Ema be'ede yoikev. So the Gemara says, no, I mean, Rava was just interested in explaining to us what the chiddush of each aved is, why the Torah was mefaret chamer, why the Torah was mefaret sheir. But al kaponim, he really wasn't going into the oimek ha-shayle, if simonim deraisa, simonim deraisa, love deraisa. So, eim abeide yoikev, im yesh eidem, amakirim betvi yisayin loikev, shu shaloi, marzir no yasach ha-merech, mean, the Rava wasn't going into it, or the baraisa gufa could be, according to Taisus, could be, it's a grais in the baraisa, mean, the baraisa in Yisod is only telling us that the chiddush, that from an oikev he can bring a raya on the chamer. Toshma. It says in the pasuk, V'hoya imcha adroish achicha oisoi. And you should hold aveda till your brother will request it from you. Chisala daitoch shidnenu lo koidem shidreshenu. Before he asks for how should I know who it belongs to? Akochach adroish achicha oisoi. What is the pasuk telling us? So Chazal darshan ella darshehu. We darshan to your Deirish, your brother, you investigate imramayu ayene ramay. So how do you find out if he's a ramay or not? He says the pasuk is telling us, pasuk is giving us achiv drisha, that don't rely on don't be naive and rely on his word. No, you have to investigate to see that he's telling the truth. So how do you investigate? My love, b'simonim. So simonim is a proof that he's not a ramai. Simonim is a biru. Simo says, loy be'edim. You need edim. He says, Not that the Pasuk is telling us the Chiddush that Edom helped. The Pasuk is telling us that you need a biru. And without Edom, you don't have a biru. You can't be Soymach on his tiniest body. He's tiny a tiniest body, you're a Shema. Maybe there'd be a Svara to say that, also his tiniest body, you should give it to him. No, the Pasuk says, Adroi Shechicha or Eisoi, you have to do some research and investigation to see that he's telling the truth. Zot Rashi, Dorshei Yevochi Mashma, Droish Achicha Oisoi, Ad Droish Es Achicha. Be'edem, Sheyovoi Edem, Shehu Shehi Shaloi, She bring Edem that it's his. Zot Taisvis, Dorshei Yev Imhu Ramai, My love, B'simonim. Vim Taima, the Mamas Nisan Dorish, the Mishnah further, and of Chavchesim at Beis Darshans, Mehaikro, the Loyachzer, Af Besimonim. Akers, this posik, Darshans, let us see the Loshan of the Mishnah. Ramai, Afa Pish Omar Simoneo, Loyitin Loy. Shenemad Roish Achich Oisei Achatid Roish Es Achicho Im Ramai Hu Im Eine Ramai. So Fakert, the Mishnah uses this posik to tell us that you don't rely on Simonim. That's what it says in the Mishnah. That, so we see from Fakert, Adroi Shachicha Oisa Shatidish Shachicha Mramayu, that Simonim on Alpha Vishoma Simonim, Lo Yitain Loi. So it's very modern. The Mishnah uses this pasuk to tell us that you do not rely on Simonim. The Gemara wanted to bring this pasuk to tell us you do rely on Simonim. So it's a modern zach. What is pshat in the havamina of the Gemara? Yeshloimer das machtei. That what the Mishnah brings this darash, that Simonim don't help, this is an asmachtei. Diktoni alo bebreise misherobu haramoim hiskinu. So the Gemara says, "Klar." That means misherobu haramoim. When there's a lot of ramoim, there was a takona. We will not rely on Simonim. Avol hochem. So that's a takona, and the Tana shepherded to posik. But that's not pshat in the posik. It's a takona. The Gemara says, "Klar, it's a takona." אבל הוכם משמלי שידרוש שגמורי, ידקום ותחיסלה על די תחלם, can you, is that what the Pasuk is telling us, that you have to wait till Achicha comes? It's Pasuk, you have to wait, so Koch, the Pasuk is telling us something else. So this is an Emes Edroshe. So the Gemara held that the Emes Edroshe is telling us that Simonim helps. So the Gemara says, no. Oide Shloima, the Masnisa Mayri, ויודוה שהוא רמי, לקח צורך עדה. Second Teretz of Tosfos is, could be, אפילו נניח, that it's a דראי סדיקה, the Raisa Dik Aloche was by a Ramai Take. Aval Aloche Mayri Bistam B'nei Odom. So that's our Shaila. Stam B'nei Odom, that's not Hurzak B'ramois, maybe Simonim will help. That's right. Could be a Ramai is Simonim do not help me not Teire. Zog to Gemara weiter. Toshma. Ein meidem ella al parzeif aponim imachoitim. That if a person died, we want to be made that lahater es ishtoi, so you need, it has to remain the face imachoitim, that chelik of the face with the nose, that shows the true resemblance of the person. So the parzeif aponim Ima Choytem is still intact, and you recognize it that this is this and this person, then you can say, hey, this, that he died, and his wife is permitted to get married. Av al pi sheyesh simonim begufoy ubekelo. So it says, even though I have simonim begufoy, or simonim bekelo, bekelo means bibkodov, so I have simonim, that means afalpikain, that is not sufficient. You only can rely on hakoras ponov. So you see clearly, we are not that simonim lav diraisa. Shema mino simonim lav diraisa. Omri, so the world says no. That what it says, that simonim shebegufoy does not help. It means a very mediocre simonim. The oroch v'gutz. It means you say he was tall, he was short. It means so that doesn't tell us too much. So that is not enough of a description that we can be matter his wife. Kalov, Kalov is simonim b'kalov. So the moral could be the Kalim do have a Simon Bainani, of the Chayshin and Lishayla. We're afraid maybe he lent his begodim. That means that's true that these are Reuven's begodim, but could be the mace is not Reuven, the mace is Shimon. How, what is Shimon doing with Reuven's begodim? Reuven lent Shimon his begodim. So that is Pshat in the Baraisa. That means that the simonim begufay means mediocre simonim, which don't tell us too much. And bekelov, this means good simonim, but we cannot rely on these simonim because chayshin alishayla. Yeah, in fact, the more I chayshin alishayla, also you just told me that you chayish alishayla. So how can you return a chamor to the person who gives simonim on the saddle? Maybe the saddle was borrowed. So if it's chayshin l'shayla, so you're telling me could be simonim deraisa. But you can never rely on the simonim of the begotten because it doesn't prove that this is the mace. So it doesn't prove that the chamer belongs to the Baal Oikev. So the Gemara answers, Oikev lo yishu le'inshi ukfe. People do not lend a saddle. Yishum misakev le lechamer. That means if you don't have a mate to order a saddle, so by using someone else's saddle, it brings sores on the chamoyah. Because if it's not fit, doesn't fit properly, it will make sores on the chamoyah. So mamela, we're not chayish lishayla by an oikev. But samazay by a mace, we're chayish for shayla. Or else the Gemara says, maybe just like we said, you do not rely on simonim begufe, means mediocre simonim. So Caleb is also mediocre simonim. Bechivri, besumke, he had a white shirt, he had a red shirt. So Mamela, so the reason you don't rely on it because it's not a simon period. So you don't have a raya from here. Let us see what Rashi says. Ein meidem al adam shemeis losi es ishtoi elim kem ro parzev ponov shuhu ima chayt. You have to see the face with the chayt. So the Gemara, but simon in the goof, it doesn't help. Someone says, the oruch ay gutz. Shein ze simon. It's not a simon, shahar ba yaruch in the gutz. And there's too many tall and short people. Kaylov, because of Chayshin and Shemei Shilom La'ache, Vayisa Ache Ro Shemeis. The one who died is someone else, he borrowed his pagodim. Misakev, Duvai Shabalas, that means he get sores. Chivre Yesumki, Ein Ze Simen, that's also not a Simen. Shahabe Kaila Yesh, that is not a Simen. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Elohod Sanya, we learned about Aisim, Motsoi Kosher Bikis, Oy Ba'arneki Ubetabas. Oy Shemotsoi Ben Kalov, Afilu Rizman Merube Kosher. Bisalke Daitoch, Chayshina Lishaila, Kimetsoi Kosher Bikis, Amai Kosher, Nechus Lishaila. Now, let us see Rashi. As before, we had what a raya. You cannot be meyit lahato isha l'shuk with simone on the begodim because chayshin on l'shaila. Just opened up a can of worms that begodim is never a raya that the one who's wearing them is take the Baala Begodim. These are things which are lent. Now, so the Gemara said, we learned about Raisa, Motsoi Kosher Bekis, Oy Ba'arniki, Oy Ba'tabas, Oy Shemotsoi Ben Kail. Now, what is this speaking about? Zot Rashi. Shliach, Motsoi Kosher Bekis, Shaloi, Oy Ba'arniki. Shliach hamei v'get v'ovad emenu. A person was a shliach, was bringing a get, he lost a get. La'achar zman motzoi, they found it kosher bekis shaloi v'ba'arneki. So that means, so Rashi seems to say mitzoi, he found it. The shliach found it kosher b'kishaloi, or ba'al nekishaloi. Bein kelov, kli tashmishoi shebebeisoi. We'll come back to this chashi soon. Kli tashmishoi shebebeisoi. He found it, and it seems Rashi learned pshat, it's kosher l'kli tashmishoi shebebeisoi. Afilu l'zman merubet. It says, Afilu's man merube kosher. Afal gav disnan, a maybe get, for over the menu, matzoi lizman merube kosher, loche kosher. That means, lizman merube, there's a shash of another shayore, to Yosef and Shimon's, al kaponim, it's kosher. So the Gemara asks, neches l'shaylo, shemo hishil kisoy la'acher, Uhu koshroi boy. Now, the Shita Mekabetzah says pshad. We have to hold cheshbon. Rashi seems to say the shliach found it.
the shliach found kosher mitzoy, he found it kosher bekish shaloi. He found it tied to his keys. He found the get. He's looking for the get for the last 5 months. And couldn't find the get. Now he finds the get, Baruch Hashem, and it's kosher to his keys. Kishaloi, so that's Stama Simon, that it's kosher to his keys. Fine. But like the Gemara, Nechesh L'shayla, Sheme Hishol Kisay La'acher, V'hu Kashrei Boy. So the Sheet Mekebetzah says, this person doesn't have such a good zikaron, the Shliach. If you'll ask him, did you lend your keys? Can't remember. Doesn't remember if it's it. I doesn't remember. Now, if you're telling me Chayshina Lishayla, just tell me a yesod. People learn things, and some amela from you can never prove if this Chayshina Lishayla from the kelim you can never prove on something else from the begodim that the mace is wearing is not a proof that these begodim belong to them, these are the big day hamates, could be they belong to this person. So now, I see a get kosher lekis shelcha. I see a get kosher lekis shelcha. I ask you, did you lend it? You don't know. Basically. Can't remember. But, since it is kosher to your keys, you can assume that this is the get that you were shliachah. So vaistois loy chayshina l'shayla. Let us hear Hashem filu l'zman meruba afagav l'snan and maybe get for over the men of mitzoy l'zman meruba posel. Zman meruba means maybe there was shayoros and someone and there was a different shayor and someone else said, I get shmoy kishmoy. So it's possible. But here, I can rely, since it's kosher, to my keys. Some stomach, it's the get that I had. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Nechesh l'shayla. Shemi hishol kisa la'ache. Bu'u kashrei boy. Maybe this other, and he doesn't remember. He does remember. He says clearly, he doesn't remember. Maybe he did lend it. Somebody says you're not chayish l'shayla. Let us see the Gemara. V'isal kadaych to chayishina l'shayla. Ki motzoi kosher bekisoi, bekis amai kosher nechesh l'shayla. Omri, emphat the Gemara, kis v'tabas, kis va'alniki v'tabas le'mashali inshi. You don't remember, but I'll tell you, these three things a person does not lend. Kis va'alniki mishum de mesamni. It's a bad simon. The bell talked, if you lend your wallet, you're lending your mazel. So memela people don't lend this. V'tabas mishum de mesai. A tabas is speaking of the tabas sheyesh olav chosam. So memele, the chosam of a person was proof that this was sent to him. Now people say you never lend a chosam. Tabas sheyesh by chosam, because a person can duplicate the chosam and they can have your chosam, which is a terrible thing. So that is why people don't lend it. Let us see Rashi. The Mesamni Menachshi Vahima Simin La'odam Shamash L'Kishay Shemoich Alei Mazole. You lend someone your wallet, so you're giving him your mazel also. He says that the kiss is a receptacle that holds your wealth. If you lend it to someone else, so it seems is a nechesh, is a simin that
If you're giving over your wealth, the Mezayif, Shoy Lecholish, Choysem Nikar Betabatoy, each person had a Choysem, Ksheshelayach, Shum Dobo, Sosom, never you send something private, something sealed, Mechaseyo, Bechoysem Betabatoy. Fine. Now, we found the Baraisa says, Matsoi Kosha Bekis, and Ba'arniki, Ba'tabas, Oisha Matsoi Ben Kalov. Now, Ben Kalov, Rashi in Yevamos asks Akasha, no, what's the term? Rashi understood, like as a Rishonim, but Rashi understood that it's Kosho Ben Kalov, that it's tied to one of his Kalim. No, Kalim, you tell me, I love this, a person doesn't lend a kiss, it doesn't lend an aniki, but Kalov Lachir, a person does lend, so how can you rely on this? So that's what Rashi says over here. Rashi says, Kli tashmishoi shebebeisoi. And Rashi in Yevamos says, Kli tashmishoi shebebeisoi bitevosoi ein derech lashilom. It's speaking about, very interesting, begotten a person will lend, Rashi says, but Kli tashmishoi shebebeisoi, a person will not lend. I don't know exactly what kind of klitashmish it's speaking about, but al kaponim, that's how Rashi says. Pshat is talking about a klitashmish that a person does not lend. Let us see Tosfos. Matzoi get kosher bekis, yachzer hamoitze lishliach elebal hasheiloi besimone hakis. So for bielach, we'll see. The Tosfos did not learn like Rashi. Rashi learned that he found it himself. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Matzoi kosher bekish shaloi matzoi shliach hamevi yaget vavad imenu lach hazman matzoi kosher bekish shaloi. So Rashi seems to say that he himself found it, not that someone else found it. Taisva says, Matzoi get kosher bekis, yarze hamoitze, lishliach, elabala, shayle, besimane akis. Benechish, lishayle. Fine, that's the Gemara's kash. Vim toima, if it's speaking about, the way Taisva said, that someone found someone found it, and now we're returning the get with the kiss. Luchach mehocha de simonim deraisa. But yet, then the mother said to me, simonim deraisa, why aren't you saying mechan de begodim, a person with chayish l'shayla? So we went off into a second sugya, chashin l'shayla. But al kaponim, factoisvis, if it's speaking about that the person who found the keys returns it to the one who gives the simonim, so kaponim behefi arayi to our first shayla, that simonim deraisa, v'luch rebog de simonim deraisa, bepek pasra di yevom espoch mehocha de simonim deraisa, motake brings arayi. V'shloim et amotzi luk mikigoyin oisoi sha'ovdoi motzoi, v'rashi says. It's not talking about the way I said before that someone else found it and you return it to someone. It could very well be he himself found it. The Gemara that brings a raya simonim deraisa. The Gemara could have been matre and said that it's not speaking about that someone else found it, it's speaking about he found it himself. Kis va'arniki mishum demesamni. It's not a good simen to lend your kiss. Vimtoima voksiv loisen achashu. Vaitoisis amir de kekashi. Not love. That's a laugh. Leisenachashu, a person should not make a nachash. And l'cheira, this goes into a nichush. Yeshloima, b'shili, b'me'ish amrinen, kodobo, sheyesh by mishum refuah, ain by mishum darkei or amir. So Tosfos is very schwer. We start off with leisenachashu, and Tosfos ends off that called over Sheshwe Mishim Rafu and Mishim Dakem, who's talking about the Rafu over here? So the Rishash and the Maritz Chayis asked the Kashe. I'd just like to say over what the Maritz Chayis says. The Maritz Chayis says that, Maritz Chayis says as follows. The Rambam says, why is called over Sheshwe Mishim Rafu and Mishim Dakem? This Darkei Amori was something that was done and practiced without a logical explanation. Did this and this. Afal Pikein, if it works, that's Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol boy, kol dobo sheyesh bei mishim refuim bei mishim Darkei Amori. So the Rambam says, Pshat, that means it works. I don't know how it works, but it works. You do something and it works. So then that's not Darkei Amori. That means if we see that it has a track record, that it works, even though I don't understand the mechanics, that is not Darkei Amori. So Memele, so the Maritz Chai says, that's Pshat Nartaisvis. This, it happened 10 times already. A person will lend his wallet, his economic matzev fell down. So that's what people say, that a person who lends his wallet, lends his matzev, it's not stamazoi above shemaise. There's proof on it. We see it works like that. So memele, so it doesn't fall into the category of Darkei Amori.